720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited and honored to have on the line with us the author of multiple best-selling and award-winning books, including the monster hit Drink Like a Billionaire. He is a constant headliner at food and wine festivals across the country and one of the preeminent voices in the world of wine today, the one and only Mark Oldman. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Always great to be here, Dane.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, here's the thing, is you and I have known each other a while now, and I know this. If this was any average summer, you would be busy being and doing the exceptional. But with the world on pause, you know, you're still finding ways to connect, educate, inspire in kind of new and innovative ways. You've had to kind of take what it is that you do, pivot it into what is possible in the world we're living in today.
Yeah, you know, I was handed some lemons, and that were canceled. At least for this year. So I have started the Mark Oldman virtual wine tastings, and they've just been kind of a remarkable way to teach wine and get people excited about wine. As I told my class last night, my virtual class, you know, it's all online. I want to get people excited about, as excited about wine as I am. That's really my goal.
So now you think of it, you don't think of them as the crowd. You don't think of them as the adoring audience. This is the class, right? So you've taken, and of course, you know, part of that great Stanford legacy, you've kind of morphed into Professor Oldman at this point.
It's really true. I mean, one of the great things about virtual wine tasting is it's so much better than a YouTube video where, you know, you can't really comment in real time. So for those who haven't done this before, you know, I'm able to beam in from my wine sanctuary. Dane, you know all about my crazy wine sanctuary.
Yes.
And people can ask questions. You know, I've done some virtual events with other subjects, and people often wait till the end to ask questions. But I tell people that through the chat function and through the Q&A function, ask questions as we go along. So I was doing Secrets of Food and Wine Pairing last night. And, you know, that is such a convoluted, myth-laden subject. People had questions all the way through. And through this new virtual format, it was a pleasure for me to answer people's questions, you know, as we went along. And even in a big tent where I usually teach wine, you know, 300-400 people at the Aspen Food and Wine Classic and festivals like that, it's harder for people to ask questions. So in some crazy ways, the virtual format is even better than the live format.
It's like there's, well, you know this, for a Mark Oldman appearance, there's no substitute for being there. So let's not let that, substitute it. But you're right, because, you know, as opposed to, and I've been in on some of those and I've certainly witnessed them. And so if you're, you know, in the middle or the back of the pack and you've got basically a presentation you're doing, it's hard for people to raise their hand, you know, kind of, classroom style and say, hey, you know what, I've got something. It just doesn't go with the flow. But now you're able to go ahead and, I guess, see comments that people are able to put in. You can sort of pick and choose ones that you think will be not only informative to the person asking, but also maybe to the betterment of the entire crowd, and kind of just add that into what it is that you're kind of teaching along the way.
It's so true. People were like, oh yeah, James got to my question. And, you know, people are doing it, you know, with their spouses, and they're doing it from their living room. And for them, for those who are in areas under pretty severe lockdown, I mean, I'm in New York, and although things have eased, I think we're all in such lockdown mode that we're looking for diversion. And I think couples especially are looking for reasons not to kill each other here in the pandemic. So I'd like to feel like I'm saving some marriages here, Dane.
And lives, right? You're not only keeping people up to speed and informed with the latest in wine, but keeping people alive, right? Giving them reasons to live and also to not kill the people around them, which, of course, has consequences. This is so weird. You almost feel guilty about it. I feel a little less guilty now than maybe I did a couple months ago, looking for and kind of recognizing some of the silver linings for this. Certainly so much in negativity and pain and challenge, and it's a worldwide global, you know, apocalyptic pandemic. But when you do look for things that are not born just out of necessity, but also maybe out of progress. I think there's going to be some of this stuff, and you let me know what you think when people can get back even to, you know, the live performances. I think it's not going to be either or. I think it's going to be and. I think some of this stuff has a place and will be around for the future.
You're so right. I mean, again, pandemic has been terrible, and all of the other kind of convulsions in our society. But I do think that a silver lining is that the pandemic has made us all more tech savvy. I mean, I had not touched Zoom before the pandemic, and now I'm zooming out with these virtual tastings, kind of like an old pro.
Right.
And I, you know, so you see me, you know, I think it has accelerated technology and our approach to technology, our comfortableness with technology 5 to 10 years. I mean, I'm learning all sorts of, you know, I'm back in the guts of my website. You know, I never used to go back there. I have a web designer who did. Now I'm brave enough to go back there and click this and adjust that. And so I think this kind of comfort with technology is one of the nice things to come out. And yes, I do think that the guilt we feel during the pandemic is very real. But I think that, you know, what do psychologists say? You know, you got to take care of yourself first. And, you know, escapism, a little bit of just finding things that soothe the soul and you know, finding ways to relax with your spouse or with your friends over a few nice glasses of wine, that's just going to help preserve all of our sanity, I think.
Yeah, and on the educational side, just through that whole kind of COVID-19 tough love, people have been, you know, kind of getting up to speed with and being able to utilize, whether they had to or they're obligated for work or whatever it is, used to the whole Zoom and all of that things. And it's the kind of thing that, you're right, it would have taken 10 years if it ever happened. That whole educational piece to this element is gone because everybody understands what it is. And now it's the opportunity to go ahead and utilize it for more than just kind of mundane office meetings. It's an opportunity. And again, you know, it's not either or, but and is this allows you to be more things to many, many more people. You can only be one guy in one place on one stage. And now you could do this all the time.
Exactly. And I think of, for example, the people in far flung towns in Illinois or Wyoming or my native New Jersey who would never be able to see me at some of these major food and wine festivals. And they would also be paying multiples. I mean, my virtual wine seminars are $20 a shot. Wow. And that's for a whole household. And as you know, Dane, a lot of these festivals charge multiples of that. And again, yeah, as you suggested, nothing is going to replace the live experience.
Right.
There's a crackling energy to that and a fun and a togetherness that will never, never be replaced. But, you know, then there are other advantages to learning through the virtual world too.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how does it work? And I got to tell the listeners too, and for them, and we talked a little bit about it on the air last night as well, is, you know, your virtual, whether it's wine tastings or pairings or some of the offerings that are out there in the food universe, they are not created equal. They're all sort of different, and you're kind of left to either, whether it's the, you know, the expertise or experience of the person presenting it or the talents of the people there, that still comes through, even if it still has that whole virtual tasting label on it. For Mark Oldman, how does it work? You know, where people are able to, you know, see you, I think you probably almost have more access than you would, especially during the presentation with the questions and all of that kind of stuff. But how does it usually work, and how do people kind of follow along as you do what you do?
Sure. Well, basically they would go to my website, markoldman.com, markoldman.com. You go to virtual tastings. For example, next week I'm doing Italy, mio amore. You know, we're doing a great survey of some of the most delicious and affordable Italian wines. And then what happens is after you sign up, Zoom sends you a link, and then come 8 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, people would log in and they would get an hour, at least an hour, I've been running over, of just incredible instruction, making people really comfortable. And, you know, my approach, Dane, is a nuggets oriented approach. I don't like to hide the ball. I like to tell people real practical information they can use in wine shops and purchasing wine online and in restaurants when they fully open back up. And you're so right. These aren't created equal. What my students find out is I have no hidden agenda. I don't work for a winery. I don't work for a wine shop. I don't work for a wine publication. I could call it as I seize it. So my students learn very quickly that I'm on their side. And I'm not trying to sell them anything but just comfort around wine. So I've been doing everything from California wine, wines of France, the 11 myths of wine, one fun class, hard to say, easy to drink, because it turns out, generally speaking, the harder a wine is to pronounce, like Aidor Yitiko or Moscofiliero, a lot of Greek wines are hard to pronounce, or Gewurz Terminer. These tend to be really, really good values because people are afraid to pronounce them.
That's what there should have been, like a marketing branding meeting. It's like, guys, our wine is great, but it's unpronounceable. Yeah. People can't ask for it by name or anyway.
Exactly. Be careful if you call your wine Merlot or Chardonnay. It's too easy to pronounce, so they're going to be marking that up. And you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to do in a few weeks a Midsummer's Night pizza pairing. Ooh. And in honor of beautiful Chicago pizza, because, you know, I live in New York and, you know, I love nothing more than the crispy, charred, coal fire New York pizza. But I've been ordering in from Lou Malnati's. Is that how you pronounce it?
Lou Malnati's. Yes.
Malnati's.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love my Chicago pizza. So in this class, I'm going to encourage students to make it a fully virtual experience, because all the wines I teach, they can order through wine.com. I don't get a cut of that. I I try to make the wines around $15 a shot. So I'll teach three wines that can order that in through wine.com. And then at least in the pizza class, you order in a local pizza pie, and I will show you why these wines go so well with the pizza, and we'll cover lots of different types.
Oh, okay. I think it's great. I got to let the listeners know, we mentioned early on the monster hit book, award-winning Drink Like a Billionaire. And Mark is one of those guys, and not like some of the others that are out there. And it's a great, I think, purpose to get out there and demystify and make it approachable and all that kind of stuff. Not to say that Mark is all about discount wines that can kind of fill those niches where you can. I think it's all encompassing, right? You love, and you'll see online, you know, you'll have 100-year-old wine, you'll have great Dom Perignons, great vintages and expressions and all those kind of things that run the full gamut. But it doesn't always have to be expensive, but sometimes, you know, Mark, it does.
You're so right, and that's why I'll be doing a special event or a special occasion wine class. But yeah, I am the rare wine expert who fishes out the amazing values and loves those for every day, but will also go very upscale and will explain to people why on certain occasions you might want that Dom Perignon, you might want that Mondavi Reserve Cabernet. So I love both. I you could say I bridge the high and the low.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Universal, right? The olive branch on the palate side and the budget side. In all aspects, you touch it all, which I think is important to know that there's that diversity and that versatility on the knowledge side and the agenda side, right? Is that you're credibly objective when it comes to it. If it's good, it's good. You'll share it. And that's the bottom line.
Exactly. Because if you're in certain restaurants or if you're in certain wine shops, it's to their advantage for you to spend more. But as I've been showing, like I've been serving certain Malbecs from Argentina that are $20 a shot. Last night I did the Zuccardi 2017, $20. I've done the Susana Balboa, also from Argentina, Malbec. These are $20 wines that drink like a wine three times their price. So, or Carmenere from Chile. So one of the great goals for wine geeks, for grape nuts like me, is to find a wine that drinks multiples its price. And especially in this lockdown where some of us find ourselves drinking maybe just a tad, just a touch more than usual, it's better to spend a little less so you can buy more bottles.
Well, okay. And let's get into this. You mentioned being on lockdown in a bunch of ways, and it's great to be locked down in the wine sanctuary. We're in the broadcast bunker, but obviously people would love to be able to be getting out and about. And certainly during the virtual tastings, it is a tour, a virtual tour for the taste buds. And at any, you know, good store, you know, worth its salt, you can get things from all over the world. But in the wine world, as a guy who travels a ton normally for all that stuff, what is going on in the world of wine? Are you still seeing in other countries, is it pretty much business as usual? Have the vineyards been hit or affected by all of the things that are going on? We mentioned, and you just said it, that alcohol in general, you know, people are drinking more. So is it, at least, you know, as some aspects, restaurants, bars get hit, is just the wine world in general okay? What's happening out there?
Yeah, well, sadly, you know, the bars and the restaurants, sadly, are suffering. Now, here in New York, and I'm sure there in Chicago,
you see the
scrappy restaurants turning into basically wine retailers selling their wine directly to the public. And I'm happy to see that because that's going to keep some of them afloat. But I will say, in general, in terms of wine retailers and wine shops, they have been in a very good place because people are drinking more. And in fact, certain wine shops I purchase my wine from, they have done everything they can to get the wine to you on time because they're getting so many orders. So I think that has been an industry separate from, sadly, restaurants and bars, wine retail, I mean, has continued to do really well, and especially wine retailers that have an online presence where you can order from. I mean, some of these retailers, it's like Amazon. You order online and the wine shows up 2 days later. And it's quite convenient. And the supply chain, the efficiencies of getting your wine quickly, it's all coming back. So, it's a mixed bag out there, but, you know, I can't wait to see restaurants and the bars get fully back in business.
Oh, yeah. It's such a big part, of course, of New York for sure, and Chicago as well, you know, one of the great restaurant towns in the world. Yeah. And has been hit super, super hard. Before we let you go, and of course, we're going to give information out on the classes and where they can get in touch with you, and we'll put it all up at WGNradio.com, but, the way that so many people were either introduced to you or really fully appreciate what it is that you bring to the table is through the festivals. And as a guy who's covered all of those for many, many years and emceed a lot of them, and here we've got Chicago Gourmet and we've got so many different festivals around the country and they're all sort of on hold. They don't have a natural built-in kind of television element like you have with sports where they'll find a way to have it happen even if there aren't any people in the stands or enjoying it in person. What do you think is the future of that? In my mind, as a guy who loves it and would love to see it come back, I just, you know, I'm kind of vexed in a way. I can't necessarily see exactly how or in what capacity we'll be back out there at a place like Aspen or New York or here at Chicago Gourmet.
Well, call me an optimist, but I've got some friends in the biotech industry, literally working at labs, and they are very much optimists that the vaccine is going to happen sooner than later. Nice. It won't happen necessarily this fall for the large majority of people because the priority goes to sick and healthcare workers. But I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to get a vaccine going, and that is going to create a sea change. I think that's going to get us back to the future, so to speak, and kind of make it comfortable for people to congregate closely again. And I think until then, we're all going to be following good social distancing and mask using guidelines. Dana, you and I have talked about Van Halen before, and you'll see this on my Facebook page. I will be debuting my Frankenstrat red, black, and white Van Halen mask today.
Oh, that is awesome. Not only, here you go, you know, Renaissance man on the wine side, certainly on the appreciation of the quality music side, but also, you know, kind of sharing some knowledge, a little bit of insight on the biotech field, right? You know, you can't, you know, wine is really your life in so many ways, but it does not define you, obviously. And as we hopefully sooner rather than later get back to those great food festivals where you'll be headlining packed seminars and appearances, you'll also be, and I think it'll be a thing that'll be around, virtually hosting and educating the future wine experts, or at least comfortable enthusiasts of the world as well. So, Mark, give us the social media one more time with the website, and so people can kind of keep up with all your adventures.
Absolutely. On social media, you can follow me at Mark Oldman, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, MarkOldman. And then for more information on my virtual wine tastings and I do them Wednesday evenings. Just go to my website, markoldman.com, MarkOldman.com.
For the best in the business, he is here paving a way for a bright new and wine-filled future. Mark, thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Dane, it was my pleasure. Always a scintillating experience to talk with you.